Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. The President's Cancer Panel recommends foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more. That's why Stonyfield yogurt is always organic yogurt.
300 miles off the southeast coast of Africa is Madagascar. It's the fourth largest island in the world, smaller than Texas but larger than California. 70% of the plants on Madagascar and 80% of the animals are found no place else on Earth. It's biologically rich because it's remote and has a wide diversity of forest habitats. But the island nation is economically impoverished, and the forest resources are rapidly being removed. In just 20 years, Malagasy forests equal to the size of Connecticut have been cut down. Musician Razia Saeed is from Madagascar. She's recorded a CD about the destruction of the forests in her homeland. It's called Zebu Nation.
The Zebu is a cattle that is very common in Madagascar and means a lot of things for Malagasy people. The Zebu represents the connection between the world of the living and the world of the dead. We eat the Zebu as well. It's the daily meat of Madagascar. So it has a lot of different layers of meanings.
Well, your album is basically an impassioned plea for preserving the forest of Madagascar.
I realized that there was not much that was known about that. I decided to do something about it. So I decided to write about this environmental, you know, disaster we're going through in Madagascar.
One day in May, it was a beautiful day. I felt so alone when the sky opened up and changed to charcoal gray.
One thing that is going on is slash and burn agriculture. You know, people are burning the forest in order to fertilize the soil. But at the end, after three crops, the soil is totally impoverished from its nutrients. At the end, it becomes just some soil that is eroded. It's a huge, huge problem in Madagascar because this is something that people have been doing for generations.
Slash and burn. Slash and burn.
There's also the big problem of poverty. We are, one of the poorest countries in the world. So it's very difficult to make people understand something when they have to figure a way to live on a daily basis and how they're going to feed their children the next day.
On the mountainside, still the children play. Things feel the same way, but something is gone, it's all gone up in smoke.
Some of your trees are worth huge amounts of money. You've got ebony and rosewood. These are very exotic and very expensive trees.
Yes, very expensive once it comes out of Madagascar, but actually people are getting it for pretty cheap from Madagascar. So this is the other layer of the big problem in Madagascar, which is illegal logging. They've cut everything that was outside of national parks, and they're going into national parks. You know, can you imagine if people go to Yellowstone and get in the park and just started cutting trees? People would be totally, like, outraged here in the States, I'm sure. And in Madagascar, I'm trying to, you know, make people realize that these trees are worth much more than whatever they're getting. But again, you know, you're facing the same problem, which is they think about what's happening today and tomorrow, but they're not thinking about much more than that.
Is that the reason you wrote and sang the song on your album, the Mifohaza? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, Mifohaza. Mifohaza, which means wake up. This is what this song is about. You know, let's stop cutting the wood, because this wood, actually this forest, could bring so much more to Madagascar, because Madagascar is known for its biodiversity and for its, you know, for its beautiful endemic species. And if we cut these trees, we'll have no more animals living in them. We'll have no more trees. We'll just become a desert.
All of your songs have been translated in English in the liner notes, and it says,
Don't let anyone pretend to have the right to use them to fulfill their own greed.
Yes, absolutely.
Who are you talking about?
Specifically now, this case of Gibson, you know, about the illegal wood. But it's not just Gibson. It's
Gibson guitar.
Yes, Gibson guitar. We have a lot of wood that's been exported to China and turned into furniture. And a lot of people are making a lot of money from this wood. And the people in Madagascar are not seeing really much money from this wood. They're getting paid $2.50 a day to go get some wood in the middle of national parks that they're dragging, you know, through miles and miles to get them to some port where they leave Madagascar illegally. It's horrible.
We should say, though, that Gibson Guitar Company has said they deny the allegations that they have anything to do with the illegal logging. We have a video of a concert of some Malagasy musicians who held a concert there in support of the rainforest.
Yes, this is what I did in October. I organized this concert. It was next to the National Park of Maswala. People have been going into that park and cutting some trees. The concert attracted about 10,000 people. It felt like it was not right to cut that forest. They showed us some wells and started saying, can you believe there was no more water in the wells? There were cobwebs. We're trying to explain to them, you know, when you don't have any more forest, this is what happened. It just dries up. This is a region where I come from that is on the northeast of Madagascar. When I grew up, I used to walk along that park because my grandfather was doing some agriculture, some coffee, some cloves in that area. So it's something that is really, really close to me. And when I went there, I'm getting emotional talking about all of this. When I went there a year ago, and I started speaking to people, introducing myself, and they remembered my grandfather because, you know, he's gone since. And they said, oh my God, you're the granddaughter of this person. And they said, please do something to help us. Do something to help us.
I wanted to ask you about your song, Nai Ala Tsika. Do I have that correct?
Nai Ala Tsika. Nai Ala Tsika.
What does that mean?
It's nature's lament, you know, what's happening to our nature. And if we're not careful, you know, we're not going to have anything left for future generations. Nature is begging for help.
Can you sing it there? I know that we're not set up to do this, but I just want to hear you sing it.
Well, I don't have any instrument around here, but okay. La kalaka ni fienanga etambu ni tani ni tuntulu ye fatienanga kama kama pitu mani ireu zava poare e I think that there is something to be done and we need to do it fast. You know, Malagasy people cannot do it on their own, and I will not say it enough. We really need your help.
Boy, Razia, thank you so very much.
Thank you. Misa kaiza tararindra mitu diyana reu dawirai fanu metanana
amundire. Razia Said Sidi is Zebu Nation. Some of the profits from sales go to reforesting Madagascar. Our website has more information, loe.org. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Jessica Elise Kern, Ingrid Lobet, and Helen Palmer. With help from Sarah Calkins, Megan Miner, Gabriella Romano, and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Mary Bates and Sophie Golden. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. And while you're online, check out our sister program, Planet Harmony. Planet Harmony welcomes all and pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. And don't forget to check out the Living on Earth Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. And you can follow us on Twitter at Living on Earth. That's just one word. Steve Curwood is our executive producer. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield invites you to just eat organic for a day. Details at justeatorganic.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Go Forward Fund, and Pax World Mutual and Exchange Traded Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.